All right, Kyle Chisholm, 250 guy. Dude, you're on a 2009 model. Pulling starts. Like, were you listening to the gate guy, or did you know when the gate was dropping? Like, that was pretty, your starts were good.
Hey, in all seriousness, in the riders meeting yesterday.
Okay, yeah, see you, Will.
See ya. See ya. Right. In the riders meeting yesterday.
Fuck you, Will.
The guy that drops the gate
goes,
I'm going to drop it at 7. He didn't really drop it at 7, but he literally told us all that. We're all like, this guy's serious?
Wait,
he is serious now. Anyways, now, honestly, the bike's pretty dang good.
Yeah. Yeah, you got good starts, man.
Yeah, I whole shot at what, the second or third moto, whatever, both of them. I got passed right away.
You went in too deep.
Yeah. I couldn't do that. Well, no, I kind of went in and then I kind of messed up and I couldn't do the two out of the turn. I got the whole shot. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Like, what am I supposed to do?
I just thought you rode your, I tweeted this, you're just solid, steady, chiz self. Like, you weren't spectacular, but you got good starts and you put yourself in a spot where you could do well.
Yeah, I wasn't comfortable all day. Just the soft dirt, like, you know, your wheels are just like glued to the track. And it's tough. Like, you don't get to ride that very often. And I just struggled with it today a little bit. Kind of arm pump and just riding tight with it. Honestly, my bike setup, it's literally just my 450 stuff. And it works good. Even on the Star bike when I rode it, that we just I ran my 450 stuff and it worked good.
Yep.
Felt awesome at home. And then here, I struggled all day with it.
Yeah.
I think just the track being so soft and ruddy and bumpy.
Could the dirt be any different from Florida?
Yeah, it's so different. Right. So, like, just sucking the suspension down and the power the way it was, I think that made it, you know, I was kind of just playing with stuff all day and just never really got super like gelling with the bike all day. So yeah, I got myself in good positions, whatever. And then the other weird thing, I've said this before, like anytime I went back on the 250, it's so weird. You know, the track broke down quick, so it wasn't like that all night. But like those first two mains on a smooth track with no lines, I'm like, it's so weird riding. Because 450 at home, we always ride a tore up track. You know, practice, we're like the fourth group out. And then heat race, there's already been bikes on the track and main event. So you're always riding a tore-up track. And 250, it's like a hero track. You know, it's smooth. You can just rip it. Intensity is really high. And I struggle with that. It's just that raw speed, you know, whatever. And so those first two mains, I struggled a little bit with that. I got good starts, got a good position. But I just wasn't ready, you know, whatever, for that intensity. And lacked some of that speed. And I think I can get it if I get comfortable, you know, run with those guys a little bit more. Then the third main ended up fourth, which was better. A little longer main and kind of track was more tore up, so kind of more my style. But honestly, just having fun with it. You know, having fun on the 250.
It's almost like whatever you do is a bonus, right?
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, the bike, like I said, it ripped good starts. The bike's actually really good. And it's not even like the good, quote-unquote, setup like what Kenny raced with. It's close, but so I was kind of like, I was kind of bummed because I was wanting that setup.
Yep.
But honestly, I think it's really good. Right. So it's pumped with it.
Yeah. What do you think of the super final race against 450s?
It was okay. I didn't ride good. Yeah. Got crappy, you know, it was outside gate pick, whatever. But honestly, I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I didn't ride and get up where I wanted to be. I wanted to be up in the battle a little bit more. But I think it's fun. Yeah. I mean, for me, I race all those guys all the time, so that's not a big thing. I wanted to get a better start, have a better position on the gate.
Mm-hmm.
My starts felt so good all night. And I'm like, I want to rip the whole shot on the 450s. Didn't happen, you know, whatever. But that was fun. I liked it. As far as the format in general, though, like, I wish we had more breaks between the races.
Yeah,
like that first one going 8-8 and just having the 5 minutes in between. Like, just let us do 8, let the 450s go 8, you know, at least, you know.
Yep.
But then do 8, then do 8 again, and then do 12.
Yeah, I don't see any real reason why to go back-to-back fan-wise or entertainment-wise or anything else. Like, I don't see the positive to that. What does it matter, right?
Oh, yeah, and it's tough doing that. Like, if you have any problem, or even if you want to, like, I wanted to make a little adjustment on the bike, but we couldn't. You know, you don't really have time to do anything. So I feel like that would be nice. And even for the 450 guys, I kind of felt bad for them because they went from their third main, like the 12-lapper, and they literally had to go right back up there for a 12-lapper again for the super final thing. And like that, like, why not do the freestyle for 30 minutes, do the bicycle, the little kids thing then, or just take a break, work on the track. And they're usually good. I think maybe listen to some of us and make some adjustments. But overall, it was fun. Track
good overall.
Honestly, I don't know.
I haven't found anything. Yeah.
I went like 8-7-4, and then whatever the last one. To be honest, I don't even know if the last one counts.
It does. I found out that everything counts
for weekend. Yes. Well, I knew it counts for points, but I didn't know.
No, it counts for the overall.
Overall weekend. Yeah. So I assume that, but so I haven't seen it. But it's whatever. I didn't win, so that's whatever.
Yeah, you didn't win. Just breaking news. All right, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.